Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pots. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Beef Racket.
Kids, you've been hearing a lot about the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. In just a few minutes, you'll hear how you can get your own operating model of this atomic-powered submarine. So listen closely for this special offer brought to you by Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Don't forget, stay tuned for this exclusive Kellogg offer. News of how you can get an operating model of the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. Much of the Indian trouble in the Old West started with the treachery of a few white swindlers. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok was charged with the job of smoking out these swindlers and bringing them to justice. Gunsmoke and hazard-choked adventure caught up with Wild Bill and his deputy Jingles in one such case as the partners went after the Beef Racket.
Now, we ain't getting no closer to that dust cloud this way.
You're right about that, Jingles.
Then, why don't we just forget it and go back to town or fishing or something?
Because that rising dust makes me as curious as a polecat in a chicken house.
Yeah, and your curiosity is going to get us both the same thing the polecat got.
Let's take a chance and cut across the mesa, partner.
Now, that's asking for it, Bill, and you know it.
How's that, Jingles?
Well, get to the rim and there won't be any way down to the floor of the canyon and we won't be any better off.
Well, it's worth a try. Turn here. Come on, we've got it.
Dip, Sand Joker. Ain't no use arguing with Bill when he gets a bit in his teeth.
Yep. Here's the rim. Whoa, buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. Before you sprout wings. Whoa. Now plant your feet down and don't go too near that edge. It's a mighty long fall from here to the floor of that canyon. Hey, Bill, look.
Look down there, Jingles. It looks like a stampede.
Yeah, more than 100 red-eyed brutes hightailing it for nowhere.
Wonder what started it.
More than that, I'm wondering how come there ain't a half a dozen sweating cowpunchers trying to stop it.
Hold it, partner.
What do you see, Bill?
Look what's coming back of that herd.
Bill, that's Indians.
And the one out front is wearing feathers.
A war bonnet, Bill. That war party's looking for scalps.
Hey, they've seen us.
Yeah, they've seen the last of me. I like my hair on tight, just like it is now. Hey, now let's get out of here.
Hold it, Jingles. There's too much we don't know about this.
And there ain't nothing I want to know about.
You will if you take another look at the Indian under that war bonnet.
Hey, that's old Chief Big Bear.
Right.
But he's supposed to be a friend of ours, Bill. What's he shooting at us for?
I don't know, partner. What's he chasing a herd of branded cattle for?
Don't ask me, ask him.
That's just what I'm going to do, Jingles. Come on, let's get on off this rim and catch up to him. Get up there, Buckshot.
Now, Bill, there ain't no trail going down there.
Then we'll make one. Watch your step there, Buckshot. Easy, boy.
All right, Joker, I reckon you'd better sprout them wings after all and sprout them fast. Them Indians have never learned how to use rifles.
Don't worry, Jingles. They're just shooting over our heads to stop us.
Chief Big Bear ain't never gone off the reservation before, Bill.
That's why I think something's dead wrong, Jingles. All right, come on, partner. We're gaining on them. Faster, Buckshot. Faster.
Dig in, Joker. Doggone it, Big Bear. Haul up that band of yours. I'm getting tired of this.
Hold it, Chief Big Bear. Stop him, Jingles.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Tell those braves to put put down them rifles before they hurt somebody.
Bombala, Fido!
Now, Chief, suppose you tell us why you're off the reservation.
Yeah, wearing war paint and chasing somebody else's cattle.
That's no matter to you, Hickok. Indian business. You go.
That's where you're wrong, Big Bear. It is our business.
Yeah, and if you've got trouble, you'd better let us straighten it out for you.
We fix, not need help.
You're making it look mighty bad for your tribe, Big Bear. I'd heard you chasing where's the Gunther brand.
Government beef. Belong to my tribe.
Doggone it, Chief. You sure are stubborn. Now, you better tell Bill the whole story.
You not stop, Chief Big Bear Hickok. We go see Gunther. Bring back beef. Or maybe so, bring back Gunther's scalp. Now we go. Come on up!
Hey, wait a minute! Bill, if them Indians scalp Gunther, this whole country's going to explode right in our face.
You're right about that, Jingles. Well, come on. Maybe this is one Indian war we can stop before it gets started. Hi, Buckshot! Hi!
Hear this! Kids, remember that you can get an operating model of the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. You can own it for just 25 cents in a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Your 4.5-inch model of the USS Nautilus will actually crash-dive underwater, surface all by itself, no winding, no batteries, and your atomic sub-model comes complete with a supply of simulated atomic fuel. After you use up the fuel that comes with your submarine, you can use some of Mom's baking powder for fuel, kids. Just listen to the features you can locate on the Nautilus. Engine room, escape hatch, nuclear reactor, and the periscope radar assembly is removable. You'll have oceans of fun playing with this atomic submarine. To get your Nautilus sub, just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Address your letter to Atom Sub, Box 314. That's Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to include your name and address. This offer subject to all applicable laws. Now, boys and girls, send today for your atomic submarine model. That address again, Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Stampeding herd of cattle, a band of Indians in war paint, and a set-to with Chief Big Bear put Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles squarely in the middle of a new adventure. The threat of another Indian war sent the marshal and his deputy hot on the heels of Big Bear and his band as they rode up to the Gunther ranch house.
Bill, there's Gunther stepping out of the house now.
Yeah, Jingles, look out for fireworks.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Why are you and your braves joining my ranch, Big Bear? Come to get cattle.
Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill.
What do you mean you come to get cattle? I delivered them cows to your reservation this morning.
They stampede. Come back.
How do I know you ain't lying?
No lie. Now we take cattle back to reservation.
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't got no proof to show which one's got away, and I ain't letting you loose on my range. Now get off.
We get cattle. Or we take you.
All right, hold it, you two. We've heard enough.
You backing these engines, Hickok?
Right now, I'm just trying to find out what the trouble is.
There ain't going to be no trouble unless Big Bear starts it. If he does, I'm going to finish it.
Hold on now, hold on. That kind of talk starts engine wars, Gunther.
Then get Big Bear off my spread and pronto.
No go till we get cattle.
All right, I warned you, you featherhead.
Billy's gone! Hey!
Hickok, you'll pay for that.
Now you ain't hurt, Gunther, but you're lucky. You ought to know better than to draw when Bill's around.
Never mind, Jingles. Big Bear, you'd better take your braves and go back to the reservation.
And leave this to Bill and me.
We go, Hickok. Beef no come to reservation tonight. We come get tomorrow.
Koala!
Before the ruckus starts, Bill.
All right, Gunther, suppose you cut loose with an explanation.
I got nothing more to say. I sold the beef to the government, and they was delivered this morning. If you want any more, go ask Alfred at the purchasing office.
That's a good idea. And in the meantime, you better keep that sixth gun in its holster.
Don't ask me, Marshal. I just take the bids on beef. The lowest bidder gets the contract and delivers the herd to the reservation.
Bill, we ain't getting nowhere here.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Mr. Alford, you'd better think hard. If there's trouble between Big Bear and Gunther, it's liable to stir up the whole county.
It'll spread faster than a forest fire, and you know it.
I don't know any more than I've told you, Hickok. Gunther's bid is low, and his beef is good. He never fails to make a delivery.
Bill, that was good-looking beef, all right.
You mean to say Gunther's bid is always low, Mr. Alford?
That's right.
Now, maybe I'm beginning to see the light, Jingles.
What are you getting at, Bill? Let me see the light, too, huh?
Not right now. When does Gunther make his next delivery, Mr. Alford?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow? He didn't tell us nothing about that, Bill.
He doesn't know it yet. I was just about to ride out and tell him.
One more thing.
Yeah, Marshal?
Will this delivery be made in the usual way?
Yeah. I'll drive the cattle over to the Indian corral.
And that means every 10 Indians get a claim check for one steer, huh?
Yeah. When they present the check, the bars go down and one steer comes up.
Good enough. Jingles? I guess we'll make it a point to be on the reservation when Gunther delivers those steers tomorrow.
Gunther! Hey, Gunther! Get loose from that herd and ride over here! Whoa,
whoa, whoa! Howdy, Alfred! Who put the bear on your saddle?
Never mind that. Just get over here. You got trouble brewing.
I've never been one to run from trouble, Alfred.
What's on your mind?
Plenty. Hickok was in my office asking questions today.
Yeah, what about?
He wanted to know all about your beef sales to the government. How you made your deliveries.
That nosy star packer's going to ask one too many questions someday.
Now hold on to your temper. Hickok's not one to tangle with. I told him everything was according to government rules.
You'd better not make any slips. You're in this as deep as I am.
Yeah, that's why I rode out. Now you got the bid for tomorrow's delivery. You better forget your little stampede on that one.
Yeah, why?
Because Hickok's going to be there to watch it.
He told you that?
He sure did.
It could be that Hickok won't make it to the reservation at all.
What do you mean by that?
I'm thinking how surprised everybody's going to be when they find out that Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were killed by their good friend, Chief Big Bear.
You're going loco, Gunther?
Not by a long shot. Get your war paint on, Alfred. You and me's going to see that Hickok dies tonight.
Bill, doggone it, I got a right uneasy feeling about riding into Big Bear's reservation tonight.
Well, don't let it get you, Jingles.
Well, I can't help it. He was expecting us to bring home the bacon, or I mean the beef, and we're riding in empty-handed. He ain't gonna like it one little bit.
Big Bear's a friend of ours, Jingles.
Yeah, but if them Indians get hungry enough, they're likely to forget that and put our number up.
I'm thinking more about them going on the warpath right now, partner.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about me first. They might just mistake me for a big fat steer and try roasting me on the... Bill, no, listen to them drums. Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, boy.
You hear them, Bill?
I hear them.
Well, those are war drums. I'm heading back for town right now.
Now, Jingles, you've heard war drums before.
Yeah, and that's the reason I know what they mean. Bill, let's go back. It's moonlight, and we're too close to Big Bear's diggings right now.
We've got to keep him off the warpath, partner.
Well, let's keep him off in the morning. Tonight, I got a real good reason for sleeping.
What is it, Jingle?
So I can wake up in the morning.
Now, get a hold of yourself, Jingle.
There, you see, we've been spotted. They're out to get us.
Ride for those trees, Jingles. They can't spot us in the shadows. Hi, Buckshot. Who what?
Jeff Joker, save my neck.
Ride low, Jingles.
If I was riding any lower, I'd be digging a tunnel.
All right, pull up in the shadows. Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. I saw a splash, Bill.
Yeah, me too. Save your lead, Jingles. Those Jaspers are using a rifle.
Yeah, I know, but it makes me feel better to let them know they didn't get me.
That's not always a good idea either, you know. All right, come on. We'll ride on and have a talk with Chief Big Bear.
After being shot at by his scalp-hunting brains?
Those weren't Indians, Jingles.
How'd you know that?
No Indian's going to miss a war dance any more than you'd miss the county fair. Get along there, Buckshot.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. Get along, Joker. Stay in the shadows. I ain't for taking any more chances.
Good idea, partner.
But, Bill, who do you reckon was trying to pluck us?
Who's got the most to gain by getting us out of the way?
Gunther, I reckon. Huh, Bill?
That's a good guess, Jingle.
Then he's just liable to try again tonight.
Not as long as we stay close to Big Bear's village. He's smarter than that.
We ought to run that polecat down right now, Bill, and lock him up.
It'd be too hard to catch at night, Jingles. And in the morning, he'll come to us.
Oh, yeah, I just about forgot. We're going to be there when his herd of beef steers comes driving in, ain't we?
Yeah, we sure are, partner. And we'll still be there when that last steer's checked out to the engine.
Yeah, but what's worrying me is, will we still be there when you and Big Bear and Gunther square off and start shooting? I know what's waiting for us in the morning. Just as sure as I know my name is Juggles P. Joke. Oh, Juggles, but gee willikers, Bill, I don't know what my name is.
Stand by, stand by, stand by for exciting news. Boys and girls, you can now own an operating model of the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. It's a real scale model, only 4.5 inches long, yet it actually crash dives underwater, surfaces all by itself. No batteries, no winding, it works almost like magic on its own supply of simulated atomic fuel. After your fuel's gone, use some of Mom's baking powder. You get this operating model of the Nautilus, along with a generous fuel supply, both for just 25 cents in a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. And kids, here's all you do to get your Nautilus model. Send 25 cents in coin and a box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Address your letter to Atom Sub, Box 314. That's Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to include your name and address. This offer is subject to all applicable laws. Kids, don't wait. Don't miss out. Send today for your Nautilus operating submarine model. That address once again, Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. While Bill and Jingles rode down to the village of Chief Big Bear and his tribe, when sunup came, they were waiting with the chief for the arrival of Gunther's herd.
Well, Jingles, here comes Gunther's herd right on time.
Yeah, and here comes the chief leading the whole tribe to this corral.
Now we'll see whether my hunch was right.
You ain't told me a doggone thing about that hunch, Bill. Now, what is it?
Better not talk yet, partner. I could be wrong.
Well, good morning, chief. Sure was a high, worn, wing-ding your boys through last night. Kept me awake for hours with their music.
Warthog's not music. Mean plenty trouble.
You leave the trouble to us, Big Bear. That's our department.
Yeah, me and Bill's been studying up on it for quite a spell. We're just about experts at getting into trouble.
Uh-huh.
What did you say, Bill?
Look.
All right, boys, drive into that corral.
According to that first rider coming up with the herd, Jingle. Ah! You recognize him?
Well, I'll be doggone, it's Gunther.
Yeah, I guess he decided to come along this time.
No, I know we're going to see a payoff of some kind.
You may be right, Jingle. Well, chief, there's your beef all set in the corral.
All same yesterday. Herd come with big red steer in lead.
Bill, what's he trying to say?
I'm not sure, Jingles. Just keep your eye on that big red steer.
Yeah, well, he'll bear watch him. That's about the meanest looking critter I've seen in many a moon.
All right, chief, your engines ain't going to get their beef just standing around. Get them up here with their claim checks and let's get this over with.
They come.
Margot! Baitukamala!
And Hickok, if you and that deputy of yours think you're going to start anything, you'd better figure on my finishing it. Understand?
I figure it might be the other way around, Gunther.
Yeah, mister. We're here to see that nothing goes wrong today. If it does, you better find a hole to crawl into, because we'll be right on your coattail.
You don't scare me, Lard Barrel.
All right, hold it, Jingles. Get on with your delivery, Gunther. There'll be no stampede today.
If there is, you won't stand a chance of stopping it, Hickok. All right, you featherheads, line up.
Jingles, I got an idea. Pull the horses over here near the corral gate.
Yeah, sure, Bill. Come on, Buckshot. Bill wants you. You too, Joker. Here you are. Now, what do you got on your mind?
Get in the saddle, partner. If my idea works out, we're going to be a lot better off on horseback than afoot.
Come on, where's the next bunch? Get a move on.
Everything's going all right, Chief.
Good so far. You wait.
Would you listen to that big red steer here? Sure don't like any part of this.
Keep your eye on him, partner. I figure he's the key to the whole trouble.
I don't get you, Bill.
We'll soon know, Jingles.
Is this the way they generally deliver beef to the tribes, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. The government agent gives a numbered claim check to each 10 Indians.
And they step up to the corral gate and turn in the check, and then Gunther lets the bars down and one steer runs out.
That's right. The Indians divide that one beef between them.
Well, it's going to take more than 10 of them redskins to lead that big red steer off if he keeps getting madder than he is already.
Yeah, he's sure on the prod, all right.
Bill, now I see why that steer's getting spooked up. Watch that Gunther cow poop right by on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, I see him.
Watch him now. He's riding by that big red steer again. There! Did you see that?
Yeah, partner, it's beginning to add up.
Hey, Gunther, put the bars back up on that gate a minute.
Go soak your head, Hickok. I've got to deliver this beef.
You'll no stop him now, Hickok.
There's trouble brewing, Chief Big Bear, and if I don't stop it now, we're going to have another stampede.
Bill, it's too late. Gunther's let those bars down.
Gunther, look out! That big steer's coming for you.
Ah! Bill, the big red's loose.
All same yesterday.
I'll get him, Jingles. Hiya, Buckshot. After him, boy.
Bill, you can't fool my gun. He'll kill you.
Rod him, Buckshot. Get in there. Now, you long-horned outlaw, I'm going to change your plan.
Hang on, Jingles. Coming to the road.
Hurry it up, Jingles. This critter's a handful.
Bill, you did it. It's just like at the rodeo. Here, I'll throw a hitch on his hooves, and we'll have him tied in record time.
That's got him. Nice work, Jingles. Now, let's take a look at Gunther.
Oh, he ain't hurt. Just got the wind knocked out of him. Bill, you sure stopped a stampede by bulldogging that long-horned monster.
Yeah, partner, and I reckon we put a stop to something else at the same time.
Uh-oh, look out. Here comes Gunther breathing fire.
Hickok, what do you think you're doing tying up my best steer?
You mean your best trained steer, don't you, Gunther?
Huh? What are you getting at?
You and Alfred had a great racket while it lasted, mister, but it's over. We'll get Alfred back in town, and right now you're under arrest.
Bill, how'd you figure that one out?
I just watched that big red steer, Jingles. Getting that steer mad and turning him loose would start the stampede. When the herd got back on Gunther's reins, there was no way to prove they'd ever left it.
So he kept selling the same herd over and over again, huh?
That's right. And Big Bear's tribe kept getting hungrier.
Then I don't blame him for throwing a war dance. Come to think of it, if we don't get these Jaspers back to jail right quick so I can get loose for some breakfast, I'm liable to start a war dance myself.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We're going to have a story for you about one of the toughest hombres Wild Bill and Jingles have ever run into. You know who I mean, Andy?
You bet I do, Guy. It couldn't be anybody else but Big Tom the Outlaw.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Say, why not choose variety for tomorrow? Yes, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack. There are 10 generous servings, 10 fresh-packed-to-you individual servings of your favorite Kellogg's cereals in Kellogg's Variety Pack. Why, there's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, there's Rice Krispies, and Sugar Frosted Flakes or Sugar Pops, and many other delicious kinds, too. Tomorrow, have the Tuesday special Kellogg's Variety Pack with 10 delicious individual servings of Kellogg's cereals to choose from. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstle, Howard Culver, and Hal Gerard. Our director was Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!